But anyways, Sam Bird, sponsor us too. I'm just kidding.
He's giving away all these ads.
For real. Dang. And we're not getting paid for it.
Been a while. We kind of missed an episode or two, whatever, but we're back with something very special. One of my favorite shows. We're doing a very low budget version of it. GQ 10 Essentials. This will be the ET 10 Essentials. And I just thought it would be fun just for y'all to see stuff that we need, you know, on a daily basis or whatever. This is just random stuff, like bare minimum. Right. We'll do another part to it, and we'll do it in like segments, like morning routine
like
stuff.
Categories
and stuff. So, sorry, we didn't introduce ourselves.
Yeah. Well, you already know. My name is Eric.
Every day. It might have been backwards. I'm not sure. We don't have headphones on, as you can see. But, welcome back. And let's do this.
Let's do this. So, Trey's going to go first.
And he's going to explain about his 10 essentials.
Go.
All right. So my first essential for the ET essentials would be my vitamins. This is just one of them. This is vitamin C. It's about 40 milligrams of zinc, 2000 milligrams of vitamin C. And yes, this is just one. I also take men's essential daily vitamins and iron, calcium, a whole bunch of stuff, B12, all of that stuff. So this is one of my essentials that I need first thing in the morning. And then my next thing that I need for my essentials is my water to wash all the vitamins down because without it, I might get killed by my vitamins, which are supposed to help my life. So and so also you need water because it is essential. You need water to survive. Animals need it. Everybody needs it. It filters you out. There's so many wonders that water can do for us, and our bodies are made up of a lot of water. So 70% of water, exactly as Eric said. Sorry.
My first essential is going to be my energy booster. Amino energy or amino acids. I really don't drink coffee, so this is one of the ones that has really helped me. I have like different flavors, like watermelon. This is blueberry lemonade. But anyways, it really gets me going like in the morning. It's also a muscle recovery thing. And yeah, you can take this like even on an empty stomach, and it will do you good. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, it really boosts your energy. Like you feel it, like you feel that it like kicks in, but eventually it doesn't crash you like normally like a coffee or energy drink. So this is the best. My bad. But I guess I would say my fanny pack would be my second essential, because I'm not trying to put up some brands out, but I'm trying to get sponsored by them because I pretty much wear their stuff all the time.
We need
for real. Dude.
Adidas, if you're watching this.
Adidas. Dude, you know, we can actually get sponsored from Adidas. We should look into it. All right. Anyways, this essential is pretty much, it carries all your essentials. And I guess, I mean, on a, like parentheses, you know, obviously I need my phone. I mean, this is why I carry my phone, because I hate having things in my pockets. Also, I got my AirPods, my wallet, and my keys. Can't leave the house without keys, so that's the number one essential. And your car keys, you know, so this is your essential to your essentials.
My next essential that I need is a hat, because on a day like today, obviously I'm wearing one. My hair is screwed up and I ain't got no fresh braids in or whatever, or it's just bad, need a haircut like I've needed for weeks, a hat comes in handy. It's basically like a man's wig, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially. And so, and I have a huge collection of hats. I got a ton of hats, so I can just pick any one. I got this one, you know, it's endless. So for my next essential, for my next essential, I need my wallet, some type of wallet. I have my phone case also, which has a wallet. I just got this one, Sunday. Yeah, it flips up. It has a, AirTag, Apple AirTag thing, which I haven't bought yet because I just got this wallet. I wasn't expecting to get this. My sister-in-law gave it to me. Shout out to April. And yeah, man, a wallet, something to carry your cards in. I don't really carry money, but when I do, a wallet. So
secondly, I would say the hat, because honestly, without the hat, I feel naked without it, especially when, like you were talking about with nappy hair, you know.
I didn't say that.
But you know, I mean, I try to get a cut like you know, every other week, but sometimes, you know, you forget. So definitely. And right now I'm starting to buy, this brand is called like The Farm, and they're pretty much like trucker hats, but I like it because it's not like a, like it has like this type of thing. I don't know if you guys can tell, it's like, well, yeah. Well, that, it also has like different animals, you know, but anyways, that's not, I'm talking about like the shape of the hat. Also, this is not too long. I hate hats that have whatever this thing is called long. And then also like, yeah, and it doesn't look like a snapback. It's like pretty chill. It has a similarities of a snapback, but it's not. But then it's kind of like a cap. So it's pretty cool. I don't know. It's the best of both worlds. But yeah, definitely the hat is the thing. Now, I would say the black tees. You know, I think for me, I'm more of a, like, the way how I look, I like to look good, but pretty basic. I don't like to be wearing all them brands and whatever, all that crap.
And you're wearing a black tee.
And I'm wearing a black tee, and that's what I do. I wear just black tees all around, like, for real. Like, black tees are pretty, like, if you go into my closet, it's all black. Like, pretty much. But the thing is, like, it's like plain black tees, though. That's what I like the most. I also like to buy like graphic black tees, which it gives you a little more coolness into it. But honestly, a plain black tee with just some shorts and like jeans and Vans, bro, that's it. You're set. That's it. Black tees, essential, or white tees. I'm starting to get into white tees.
For my next essential, I need breath spray because I have bad breath, okay, sometimes. Some of you may have had a conversation with me and been like, what is that smell?
What?
Well, I'm trying to make sure that I look out for everybody. So I either need this or gum, you know, something. It's very essential to my life. And if I didn't have it, you know, my wife would die in church because I have coffee usually when we go to church. And, you know, she wants to have a conversation during praise and worship, which she shouldn't be doing. But, yes. And so I whisper to her or whatever, and it's like, she's just, it's like SpongeBob again. It's like, ice cream sundae, you know. So I don't want to do that. So breath spray, gum, some type of breath freshener. So there you go. For my next essential would be my charger for my phone. Because without my charger, actually, this is the wrong charger. I don't know why. No, that was my fault. I pulled out the wrong charger. Well, still need a charger for your laptop. Just a charger in general, because without a charger, your devices will die. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And if you use your devices like I do, whether it's editing or you're talking to your family, whatever the case is, you need a charger. So
it comes down to my whatever. Dang, I forgot the name of my sandal. Dude, my Birkenstocks. For real, Birkenstocks. I mean, these ones, I don't like those flashy ones, like the leather ones. I just like all black. Which I might get all black, but like leather. But honestly, these are the most comfortable sandals you could ever wear. Dude, they're so comfortable. And you can run on these things, dude. Bro, I've done it. And plus these, I have a special attachment to this because when I went to Puerto Rico, I went to the beach at night. And the waves were pretty, like, huge, right? So I went in, by the shore. So what happens is that, like, I don't know what I was thinking, but I leave them, like, on the side. And then I go in further, but, like, the wave washes in, like, super deep into land. And by the time I turned back, they were gone. I was freaking out. And somehow, like, when I was walking back, like, the person I was with, Adan, he noticed something, like, in between, like, the seaweeds, because there was a bunch of seaweeds, like, out there. And he found my sandal, and I was so thankful. But anyways, that's the story with that.
Birkenstock sponsor us too.
Next essential, I would say my cologne. You can go ahead and throw it. So the thing, I like to buy cologne. I like to smell good all the time. Like, I gotta smell good all the time. Otherwise, if I don't smell good, then we have a problem. And no, but I want to. I know they give you like
travel stuff.
Yeah, I should probably do that. But anyways, Sam Bird sponsor us too. I'm just kidding.
Just giving away all these ads.
For real. Dang. And we're not getting paid for it.
My next essential would be floss. Yeah, I mean, it goes hand in hand, but that's for later on in the day. Really, floss is an essential because just brushing your teeth is not enough. And so I'm taking teeth care very serious. I recently just got a water pick. It came in the mail yesterday. So I got a water pick. I got flossers. I have toothbrush, of course, an electric toothbrush at that. So dental care is very important to me. And yeah, so there you go. For my next essential, I'm wearing both of my next two essentials. So a watch. I need some type of watch because I need to know the time. I have a lot of stuff to do. Whether it's at work or just in my everyday life. So I need to know the time at all times. So whether it's my Apple Watch or one of my regular watches, I wear Nixon watches, you know, whatever it is. I just need some way to be able to tell the time, and you can't always get to your phone. So the next essential is my ring. Yeah, Well, I forgot my ring today when we went to work, but I have it on now. So either this ring, which I usually wear when I need to like do work or something, if I'm lifting something or whatever, and I don't want my finger to get pinched by my regular ring. So this is like a workout ring too, whatever. And then I also have my regular ring. So ring is essential. And for my final essential, it is how you all are looking at me right now. My phone. If I didn't have my phone, I'd go crazy, just like many of you, I'm sure, can relate to it. But this phone has gotten us to 150 episodes of the ET podcast. And without it, we'd be screwed because we can't afford a camera right now. So thank God for a phone. So that is my 10th essential. And yeah. Thank you all for watching my 10 ET essentials.
The next, I would say my watch. Dude, honestly, I'm a freak when it comes to watches. Oh my gosh. So I like to collect watches. Like I have right now, I have probably like six of them. This one's my favorite, I would say. It's all gold. This is also a gift, actually, for a birthday of mine. And I have this other one. Like, I just like really vintage style watches. I have this Casio ones, like those old school ones. Like, I have two of those. Then I have this other, like, a blue face with, like, leather strap. Brown leather strap, which looks pretty cool. And obviously this one. I guess I can, like, I'm not that big of a jewelry, but definitely, like, the watch in a chain. Like, those would be, like, kind of like a, you know, like a two-in-one, pretty much, type of deal. Definitely, right now, this one's my favorite. I kind of have, like, like gold with a little cool trimming. Yeah, dude, that's the essential. And actually, I'm gonna put this on right now because I should have just already worn it. So, my last but not least, and I guess it should have been like my first. Like, the reason why I choose the iPad is because, I mean, I guess I could have used my phone because I kind of want to represent it as the Bible, like the word. I've been getting more into that. I've been able to, like, do devotionals, reading more. And, you know, in the Bible app, it gives you, like, streaks. Like, I'm on streak 27. So, like, pretty much I'm going to be making it, like, a month, like, reading the word constantly, like, every day. You know? Because it does, like, streaks and weeks. So, I'm, like, on, like, 27 streak in 3 weeks. So that's pretty exciting. I mean, that's an accomplishment, at least for me, because, you know, and it makes it fun. Like, especially, I didn't know how fun it is, like, to literally do the Bible thing. And sometimes you don't even have to read it. You can just listen to it. And then just, like, eventually, you know, do your devotional, like, after. But anyways, and they have really cool, like, types of, like, devotionals. Like, they do, like the ones that I started off doing. It was like a revival one. Another one was like deep cleaning. That was interesting. But it really gets you like into like, you know, like it really changes the way you think. And it has just, it just pretty much it's like devotionals. And then they tailor it like with the word of God. You know, and they give you life situations and like examples and a reason why certain people do certain things and behave certain ways. It's pretty good. Anyways. But yeah, those are my 10 essentials. I don't know if they were 10. I feel like they were like more than 10. Because I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, anyways. But anyways, those are my 10 essentials. And we're going to do something different, right? Like, you know, doing categories next time. Like what you can't live without, like in the morning or something. Yeah. But anyways, guys. I mean, we can close. I mean, I don't know. What do you want to say?
I've been Trey.
If you can hear Trey, he's over there.
All right, I did it wrong. I've been Trey.
Every day.
Yes, sir. Every day. And I am Eric. And as you know, stay tuned, and we're going to do more of these and hopefully get some of our fans involved.
And we got another pod love coming up soon.
Yeah, that's right.
At some point. I think I got something in mind.
True.
But I want to find somebody.
Chinese.
Vietnamese. Yeah, I mean, I know exactly.
I was just guessing because don't you like Chinese food?
Yeah, it's not going to be Chinese. All right. It's going to be something else.
Some weird
one. I think I know someone who might be of that ethnicity.
Got it. Hey, that'd be fun. All right. Well, yeah. So you guys heard it. We're going to have a pod luck. And so, yeah.
I can't promise that it'll be the next episode, but it'll be coming up.
That's right. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. Tune in and stay safe.